Norse Gods Radio presents The Loki File Trials 2017.
Facts and Rumors is for the prosecution. Rumors of the jury. Loki is fully responsible for Hod's death. The Aesir never gave Loki a lot of attention, so knowingly and willingly, Loki killed Baldur and also killed Nana. Loki is also responsible for not weeping for Baldur, which made him stay in Hell's Hall. Loki tried to steal Freyr's necklace. Loki is responsible for cutting off Sif's hair and the theft of Thor's hammer. So he is responsible for all the crimes that he has committed. The death of Baldur was very sad for everyone, including the Jotuns and the Gnomes. And Loki was fully responsible for his death. He also was fully responsible for Nana and Hod's deaths. Because of Baldur's death, it's set up a chain of events. First, Nana died because of sadness from Baldur. Next, Hod died because of Thor's young son that killed him because of Baldur's death. Loki is accused of all these crimes that he has committed. For example, he has killed Hod. Loki has done a lot of bad things, like trying to steal Freya's wonderful necklace. Loki has played a lot of tricks. All of them were not funny. Loki has played one trick that was very mean, which was cutting off Sif's hair. He was also playing a trick that killed three people. He played a trick that made himself into an old crone. He also played a trick that was very, very mean. This was trying to steal the most beautiful necklace of all of the Aesir. Loki played a trick that was tricking Hod to kill Baldur. Loki has played a lot of mean tricks on the Aesir and Jotun. So that is why Loki is proven guilty. Loki is proven guilty because he has done so many mean things like killed Baldur, Nana, Hod, and not weeping for Baldur. That made him stay in Hell's Hall. Loki has tried to steal Freyr's necklace. Loki has done a lot of mischievous things, but with his honey tongue, he has got out of many situations. Loki has played so many mean tricks on so many people that it is unbelievable. So in conclusion, you must find Loki guilty.
Daniel Torres for the defense. Members of court. Even if Loki killed Baldur, he admitted the crime later. He's not guilty for killing Nana. She died at Baldur's funeral because of a broken heart. Loki did trick Hod to kill Baldur, but he did not shoot Baldur. He did not weep for Baldur because he never did anything nice to him. I blame Odin for breaking one of his own rules. Don't make friends with your enemy's friends. Loki's a Jotun, and Jotun said Aesir are enemies, so he broke his own rule. Even if Loki played odious pranks on the Aesir, he also did good things too. Just because he likes to play pranks on the Aesir does not mean he's guilty. For example, after he stole Sif's hair, he gave the Aesir Sif's hair made out of real gold, a spear, and a ship, page 46. After that, they locked up his children. After he gave all those marvelous gifts to the Aesir, they locked up his children. He did a good thing to them, and they said thank you by locking up his children. He also mothered a steed for Odin, page 71. After he tricked the Aesir, he did a good thing to Odin by mothering the steed for him. After he helped Jas kidnap the Doom, he brought her back, page 91. The Aesir were getting old because they missed Idun's apples of youth. After they found out that Loki kidnapped Idun, They wanted to hurt him, so he brought Idun back. But it was not Loki's fault that he kidnapped Idun. Can we have helped kidnap Idun because the Storm Jotun Sjan said that he was not going to let him go unless he brought him Idun and her apples of view. He also helped bring back Thor's hammer after Jotun stole it. Page 100 to page 102. He borrowed Freya's golden wings and did not steal them. He actually flew to Jotunheim to find a thief. With that, I put Loki's finishing. The Aesir never fully trusted Loki because he was a Jotun. They were afraid of him because he was a Jotun. So only because he was a Jotun, they treated him differently. After Odin asked Loki to be his blood brother, he became one of the Aesir. But the Aesir did not treat him totally as one of them because he was a Jotun. Page 42. For example, they locked up Loki's children in bad places like the Midgard serpent to the bottom of the ocean. Page 50. Hell to Helm Niflheim. Page 50. And Fenris to the center of an island tied up in a tree. Page 52. They were Loki's children, and the Aesir put them in horrible places, so Loki reacted badly to them. It was the Aesir who caused Ragnarok, making Loki angry until they made him a criminal. The Aesir were mean with Loki and got so angry with him when he made a mistake. That proves that the Aesir treated Loki badly. Loki was not always causing trouble. He helped the Aesir sometimes. Just because Loki's a Jotun does not mean he cannot help. For example, he helped bring back Thor's hammer. He helped bring back Thor's hammer because if their enemies discovered that they would attack the Aesir. And Loki, neither Thor nor any of the Aesir wanted that. So he flew to Jotunheim with Freya's golden falcon wings. After he tricked the Aesir to give the Messing what he wanted, after they discovered it was a trick, they forced him to do something, and he transformed into a mare and made the Messing's horse run after him. He helped the Aesir to make the Messing get a distraction so he could not continue building the wall. They did not want to pay Freya and the sun and the moon because Freya was the loveliest of the Aesir, and if they ripped the sun and the moon out of the sky, they would leave the world in a total darkness. With all that evidence, I don't see how can you see Loki as a monster or murderer. He did kill Baldur, but did not touch him. He didn't kill Nanna or Hod. They provoked their own deaths. And Loki did give marvelous gifts to the Aesir. I can't see how you see him as criminal.
He shall help ye for the defense. Members of the jury, my client Loki is mostly innocent. I have some proof that my client Loki is mostly innocent. Yes, Loki planned Baldur's death, but if the Aesir didn't have a party, Loki wouldn't have planned it. Yes, Loki did not wait for Baldur, but what did Baldur ever do for Loki? Yes, Nanna died because Baldur died, but you can't blame it on Loki because Loki did not plan to kill Nanna. She just died of sadness. Yes, Loki tricked Hod into killing Baldur, but he did not kill Hod. It was Baldur's brother that killed him. I approve that Loki is mostly innocent. Loki does good things for the Aesir because even when he plays tricks, he gives a lot of gifts to the Aesir. Yes, Loki did cut Sif's hair, but in return, he gave her real golden and beautiful hair that would grow on Sif's head like real hair. Page 45. Sif's hair was beautiful. Who wouldn't want to steal it? Then he gave Odin a sharp spear that will never miss its skull. He gave the Aesir a beautiful ship where all the Aesir and their equipment could fit. It could sail over land and sea, and you could fold it and put it in your pouch. The gnomes had forged it skillfully and with so many little pieces. It was wrought with magic that the winds were always ready to change and fill its sails. page 46. At least Loki knew that he had to bring more than just his hair back. He gave them a ship that could be fooled and put in a pouch. This is not the only reason that Loki is mostly innocent. When Loki whispered to the Aesir what to say to the Mason, the Aesir followed his advice, and the Mason accepted the two conditions. So, the Aesir thought he did it on purpose, so they shouted, "Traitor, you talked us into this with your slippery tongue. Now you get us out of it." Page 69. The Aesir treated Loki bad because Loki was just trying to help them. So in conclusion, Loki is not all bad. He could do good things sometimes. The Aesir treat Loki unfairly. Yes, Loki helped kidnap Odin, but he was saving himself, so he promised to do whatever was asked of him. Bruce and Blue, he limped back to the Aesir to laugh at him. Page 88. The Aesir treat Loki horribly because they were always laughing at him. They shouldn't treat him differently. This is not the only reason the Aesir treat Loki horribly. The Aesir never thanked Loki for making Skadi, the ski goddess, laugh when Loki had a billy goat brought up and tied himself to its beard. They both tugged and pulled with all their might. The billy goat bleated and butted, and Loki screamed and kicked as they capered about. Page 91 and 92. Loki did a favor for the Aesir, so they should have thanked him. Instead, they ignored him right after he made her laugh, just like if nothing happened. But if an Aesir made her laugh, they would have thanked him and not ignored him. Looking at this evidence, you must decide that the Aesir treat Loki unfairly. Loki does not mean for his ideas to go wrong. Yes, Loki planned to kill Baldur, but Hod was the one who shot the arrow at Baldur, so it's Hod's fault. The Aesir were throwing things at Baldur like rocks, and spears, and axes. They even shot arrows at him. Page 130. If the Aesir weren't throwing things at Baldur, Loki wouldn't have the idea of planning to kill Baldur. Another example of Loki being mostly innocent. Yes, Loki wasn't weeping for Baldur, and every creature in the world was, but what did Baldur ever do for Loki? Page 136. Loki was just jealous because all the Aesir treat Baldur really good, but they treat Loki really bad, and Baldur has never done anything for Loki, so he had no choice but to not weep for him. And he did not know that all this could cause a lot of trouble. Looking at this evidence, you must decide that sometimes Loki does not mean for his ideas to go wrong. And I think that Loki is mostly innocent. The evidence clearly shows that Loki is not capable of the crimes he's been charged with because he does good things for the Aesir, because the Aesir treat him unfairly, and because Loki never means for his ideas to go wrong. You have no other choice but to find Loki mostly innocent of the crimes he has been charged.
Billy and Deverly for the defense. Members of the court. Norse god Loki is mostly innocent, for the Aesir are mean to him. The Aesir never really were that welcoming to him. They weren't willing to be nice to him. As a result of their harsh treatment, he would often get mad and say rather harsh things. Like most boys, he wanted everyone's constant attention, and would get angry if he did not get it. Baldur got all of the attention, and by that time he had had enough with the Aesir. So Loki used Hod to kill Baldur. It was not Loki who killed Hod. Hod's brothers did. He did not weep for Baldur because the Aesir should get a bit of what they have done to others. The other Jotuns, too, agreed that the Aesir deserve payback for all the debts they have caused for them. Who's to blame Loki for Nanna's death? She died of a broken heart. The Aesir are mean to Loki and never accepted him as one of them. Loki is usually nice to the Aesir and treats them well most of the time, which means he is trying to fit in. Loki came. Thor whispered close to his ear, "My hammer has been stolen." Page 100. Without Loki, Thor is just a big dumb guy. So Thor kind of needs Loki by his side. Bring up Thor's hammer and put it on Freya's lap. Page 102. He helps Thor out of many sticky situations, but in return, he helps Thor out of many sticky situations, such as this one, but in return, he gets nothing. The Aesir never really were that welcoming to him. They weren't willing to be nice to him. Loki is the trickster god. He loved to play tricks. Page 42. You should expect him to play tricks on others. And why make such a big deal about it? Look at the Aesir. They get so out of hand with breaking their own laws, their government gets all corrupt and collapses. The Aesir kind of deserve Baldur's death. Loki does a lot of good things for the Aesir to fit in, but his help doesn't always help. He really is a kind fellow. The Aesir do overreact a bit too much to when Loki's ideas don't exactly work. Like when he helped, like when he tried to help them build the wall, Loki whispered, "Tell him you will give him what he asks, but on two conditions. He alone must build the wall, and he must build it within the span of a winter. Nobody can possibly build that wall in such a short time." Page 68. Well, some people can, such as Jotuns. And this mason happened to be a Jotun. The Aesir rushed up to Loki and punished him because his idea didn't work. "Traitor, you tucked us into this with your slippery tongue. Now you get us out of this." Page 69. If somebody told you that, I bet you would get mad. They even used physical punishment. They seized his neck and shook him. Page 69. Okay. I get they would be giving Freya to a stranger and plunging the world into darkness, but that does not mean they can seize him by the neck and shake him. The Aesir don't always respect all of Odin's rules. Loki does all he can to respect all of Odin's rules. Drod shut him up in his chest. There he kept him for 3 months with nothing to eat or drink. Page 105. Come on, he can't help it when he was locked up in a chest for 3 weeks with nothing to eat or drink. Always keep your door open to a tired traveler. Page 28. The Aesir could help breaking Odin's second rule. They should welcome all their guests as friends, not as foes. Odin spent his time collecting heroes to fight in Ragnarok. Page 73. The Aesir broke that rule. They worry about Ragnarok a lot for almost as long as they live. Men die, cattle die. You yourself must die one day. There's only one thing that will that will not die. The name, good or bad, that you have made for yourself. Page 28. They made themselves a bad one. Overall, the Aesir are the rule breakers or the bad ones. Loki is not the cold-blooded murderer they say he is, because he did not do anything wrong. He just told the Aesir that being hostilely mean is not cool. And when somebody is being mean to you, you should probably tell them that that's what they did. When he tells them they're mean, they get really mad. His help isn't always the best, but he's really just trying to be a nice guy. He's cunning, sneaky, smart, and likes to fit in. Aesir are the crooks. They break their own rules. Loki wants to fit in and break with a couple because what's a rule if the people who make it break it? He stops with just deciding that was stupid. Well, the Aesir continue to break rules. So Loki is by far innocent. And jury, if you have to punish someone, let it be the Aesir. Thank you.
And this concludes our proceeding for the day. This has been an Osgood Swadio presentation.